Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is a beautiful and wonderful day to be on top of the earth. God bless your heart this morning. I'd like to invite you to join me. Join me in prayer. Let's open today's devotion in prayer. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for yet another day in your presence. We're grateful. We appreciate all that you're doing in our lives. Grant us peace today, favor, success, and a willingness to hear from you and an obedient heart to do that which you've called us to do in this day. Bless your children, O God, as we dive into your word. Have your way. We thank you and we honor you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless your beautiful hearts this morning. Truly, it is a wonderful thing to be on top of the earth. So grateful. So before I get started with today's devotional, I must share with you a quick story about how I arrived here. I know some of you have emailed and reached out asking, what happened to the devotional? How come we haven't heard any new devotional in a while? Well, I've been busy writing and publishing both for myself and my daughter, and that consumed quite a bit of my time. However, about 2 months, 2 to 3 months ago, the Lord nudged me and He told me I needed to study the book of Nehemiah. Of course, me and my creative self, I tried to outsource that. It didn't work. The Lord came back and he said, you need to study the book of Nehemiah. And I'm like, Lord, I don't have enough time. Do you see what's on my table? And the Lord said, you need to study the book of Nehemiah and share my word with my people. I danced around it. I played deaf ear. Forwarded it to a friend of mine. Hey, you should read this. You're going through something. Go ahead and read it. And the Holy Spirit kept coming back. And he said, you need to study the book of Nehemiah. So I went on the YouVersion Bible app. And I downloaded a planner. I read it. But I didn't study it. Felt convicted. And finally, last night, in my time of meditation, I was super convicted to tears. And I made a decision. I'm going to surrender and study the book of Nehemiah and share what the Lord has placed upon my heart. So that's how we got here. And also, to rebuild my podcast. I don't know how I'm going to do all of this, but he who began a good work in me is well able to complete it. So let's dive into the book of Nehemiah. Turn your Bibles with me to Nehemiah 1. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation version of the Bible. Now, based on what I've read so far, I feel like I'm reading somebody's journal entry here. My Bible said it's memoirs of Nehemiah because he's writing in first person. So that tells me that truly I am reading somebody's diary or, you know, his personal journal entry. So let's dive in and hear what Nehemiah has to say, what he wrote for that day. In late autumn, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes' reign, I was at the fortress of Susa. Ananiah, one of my brothers, came to visit with me, with some other men who had just arrived from Judah. I asked them about the Jews who had returned from captivity and about how things were going in Jerusalem. They said to me, "Things are not going well for those who returned to the province of Judah. They are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem, it has been torn down, and the gates have been destroyed by fire. When I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, for days I mourned, fasted, and prayed to God, the God of heaven. Then I said, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of unfailing love with those who love him and obey his commandments, listen to my prayer. Look down on and see me praying night and day for your people Israel. Oh, I confess that we have sinned against you. Yes, even my own family and I have sinned. We have sinned terribly by not obeying the commands and decrees and regulations that you gave us through your servant Moses. Please remember what you told your servant Moses. If you are unfaithful to me, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands and live by them, then even if you are exiled to the ends of the earth, I will bring you back to the place I have chosen for my name to be honored. The people you rescue by your great power and strong hands are your servants. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to the prayers of those who delight in honoring you. Please, please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put it in his heart to be kind to me. In those days, I was the king's cupbearer. And that's where chapter 1 ends. Based on what I've read so far, there are 3 sections in the book of Nehemiah. The chapter we just read, Nehemiah 1, is all about Nehemiah accepting the call of God, this mandate. The second section, Nehemiah completes the work, and we're looking at around Nehemiah 2-6. And then the third section is where he organizes God's people, and that is chapter 7 to the end 13. One of the things off the back as I was reading this, and if you notice at the very end of chapter 1, Nehemiah let us know what his position is, right? He said he was the cupbearer. I noticed that. And I noticed how when God calls us for an assignment, to fulfill a specific assignment, it doesn't matter what your title is. God is not impressed by human titles. He's concerned about the purpose to which you and I were created to fulfill. And so that purpose is more important than the title that you hold on the job, in your faith-based community, in your home, or even in your community as a whole. So the question that jumped out at me as I was reading this, and I've heard others have asked me the same questions, actually 2 questions. And the first question is, how do you recognize a call from God? And number 2, how do you set up boundaries so you're not distracted or running yourself ragged trying to answer to every need that arises? Here are the steps that Nehemiah took that I thought was so profound. And quite a number of commentaries that I read talk about this is one of the best books for any leader who's looking to grow their leadership capacity. And I tend to agree as I was reading the book of Nehemiah. So let's dig into the question of how do you recognize a call from God? How do you know that this assignment is from God? How do you know that what you're doing is from God? It starts with a passion. One. That passion then, if you pay attention, you'll notice it's a burden. And that burden breaks your heart. And when it breaks your heart, you then have to be willing to take that pain to the Lord in prayer. So my question back to you would be, what are you passionate about? What burden has God placed on your heart? And have you answered to the call? For example, for me, God has placed a burden for women who've gone through trauma, because many of those women want nothing to do with God. And I understand. I can immediately spot a woman who's either going through abuse or have gone through an abuse and is cut off, you know, very sheltered, very defensive. I pick that up in my spirit immediately when I'm around people. And so I have a passion. It's already on my heart. Now, not every need that arises means that I need to be the answer to those situations. And so when a need come up, I tend to go to the Lord and I ask him, is this need or this task something that you want me to fulfill? Am I to respond to it? Right? Because we don't want to respond to the wrong things that then consumes our time and distract us away from the purpose to which God has called us to fulfill. And so let's go back to Nehemiah. Nehemiah had a burden for his people. If you notice in the beginning when he was having the conversation with Hananiah, he started asking about the people. That's where his heart was. He wanted to know how they were doing. And when he heard that they weren't doing well, when he heard that the city was ruined, when he heard that the people were in great trouble, what happened? Notice, he became very sad. Right, it broke his heart when he heard what was going on with the people. He wept. Why? He cared with passion. Yes, that's how you know there's a passion and there's a burden. And it's almost like you want to do something. You want to fix things. Sometimes I think it's a weakness. Sometimes I think it's not. It's a strength. But I'm a fixer. I'm a nurturer. I'm naturally a lover. And as I'm maturing in my walk with God, and as I'm maturing as a woman, as a mom, you know, as a leader, now more than ever before, I realize how important it is to truly seek the wisdom of God before I take action steps on anything. Because when you're called into certain positions, please understand to whom much is given, much is required. And so we want to make sure that we're checking in with God and we're asking God, what steps am I to take? What decision am I to make here? And then we listen to God's instructions. And so Nehemiah, when he heard the news, he was so destroyed. He cried. But then guess what he did? He also went into prayer. Because he cared about the people. What burden is on your heart? What breaks your heart? What is it that you want to fix, to do something about? But maybe you're thinking, I don't have the experience. Or for many of you, you struggle with the imposter syndrome. And you're thinking, I don't have the credential, or, you know, somebody's better equipped to do this. And perhaps you're the one that God has called in this season to do a specific task that ultimately brings him glory. It's not about you. It's not about me. What I also noticed about Nehemiah's response, he didn't race to go to Jerusalem to try and solve their problems. No, he prayed. He went before the Lord. He reminded me of David and Joshua, how they would, whenever they would seek God for instruction, they did well. And when they didn't seek God for instruction, they failed miserably. Nehemiah cried. The news resonated with his spirit. It broke his heart. And then he went to God and he sought direction from the Lord. He didn't take the problem on by himself. He sought help from God. What is it that God has called you to do? Are you soliciting the help of the Holy Spirit to get this assignment done? Actually, have you even answered the call of God? For some of you, you haven't answered the call of God as yet. I want to encourage someone today. It's time to say yes to the Lord. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have a perfect background. You don't have to have all the credentials behind your name. What God is looking for is our willingness to say yes to His call. A willingness to, when that need arises and is brought to our attention, that we're willing to go to the Lord and say, God, what am I to do about this? What do you want me to do? Don't go about doing things on your own because you're trying to please others. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and seek God. Talk to God. Have a conversation with God. And He will direct your path. That burden that's in your heart. Maybe you have a burden for the homeless population, for the elderly population, maybe for the youths, maybe even for the environment. Seek God. Turn to God and ask God, God, what am I to do? In the same time frame when the Lord instructed me to study the book of Nehemiah, He specifically gave me an instruction of something to do. And I remember I was in the kitchen and I was like, I'm not doing that. I am not doing that. They don't deserve my time. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, my, aren't we sounding like Jonah today? And I was like, you going to do me like that, Holy Spirit? Like, really? You going to slap me like that? But I needed to be reminded in that moment that this assignment that God was calling me to fulfill, I'm no better than the people that I'm called to serve. And the minute you start thinking that the people that you're called to serve are beneath you, then you can't give them what you ain't got. Because the people who are called to serve need compassion. They need love. They need someone who understands them. Somebody who gets them and are willing to be patient as they take them by the hand and lead them to that, you know, on that path of transformation. If you're feeling that burden in your heart to do something about a need that's been presented to you, take it to the Lord. Nehemiah went to the Lord in prayer. And what I love about his prayer, it was reverent, very, very reverent in the way he acknowledged God and how he approached God and what he said to God. He gave God all the glory that God deserves. There was some repentance in there. He confessed the sins of his people, and he didn't exclude himself from it either. So there was this humility before God. And I really like that. I love that actually a lot. I really swear I could mirror something like that when I go before God. Because he recognized that the power lies in God alone. I also love, I think in verse
5 or 6 where Nehemiah prayed God's promises. But here's the thing. We can't pray God's promises if we don't know them. And we can't know them unless we're reading them in His Word. We have to open the Word of God, read His promises, and then pray them back to God. That was what Nehemiah did. And then the last thing he did, he petitioned. He took what was on his heart to God and asked God for His provisions in carrying out God's call. You have power, and your power is in your prayer. You have a promise, and that promise is found in the Word of God. Actually, you have promises that are in the Word of God. And you were created for a purpose. And in order for you to understand better what that purpose is, you gotta go to your daddy, to King Jesus, and ask of Him. I believe that God wants us to rebuild. It's time. We're not going back. We're not going back to what we've left behind during the COVID-19 pandemic. God is calling us to a higher call. And He's saying it is time for His body to say yes to our assignment. Soldiers, it's time to fall into place. I see it. Women rising up. Men of God, get up. Maybe you found yourself, you've wandered away from God. You strayed away from the Word of God. Maybe you found yourself doing drugs. Maybe you found yourself, you know, drinking your pain away. Maybe you've gotten promiscuous, whatever it is. No matter how far you've gone, come back. You can make a U-turn. Just turn right away around mentally, physically, make that U-turn and go back. Remember the story in the Bible of the prodigal son, right? Remember that story and how the prodigal son had found himself in the wrong place at the wrong time, right? And if you recall, and when you get a chance, you can read it in Luke 15:11-32. And he had found himself, he asked for his inheritance, took the inheritance, he squandered it, and found himself in this pig-like situation. And while he was in that pig-like situation, the Bible says that he said to himself, look at where I'm at. I'm a king's son. I'd rather get up and go home and be humble before my father and let my father know I've sinned against him. I've sinned against my household. I've sinned against heaven and earth. You know what, Dad? Just hire me as a servant. And immediately he got up and he went right back home. And when he was on his way home, the Bible said, his father saw him afar off, and the father started to prepare a feast because he was so excited that his son was coming home. God wants you back. God wants you back. There's a place for you in the kingdom of God. There's an assignment that you need to fulfill. You were created with purpose, for purpose. And it's time for you to use everything that you've been through and see God and let God teach and show you how to use it for your good and His glory. Come home. Come home. It is time to build back your emotional wall, your physical wall, your financial wall, your spiritual wall. There is a rebuilding that needs to take place. And I hear the Lord saying, come home. You got an assignment to fulfill. Come home. I want to take some time this morning
as I close today's devotional, to pray over our leaders, our government, our faith-based leaders, our marketplace leaders, leaders in the home, in the community. Please join me today and pray over the leaders. They need it. They need it to make wise decisions as the people of God are transitioning into the next phase in history. They're transitioning over to the next phase in history. And we cannot enter that phase with the same mindset that we left in 2020. God is asking for a shift. There needs to be a shift in our mindset for the assignment that we're called to fulfill. We've got to change the way we conduct business with the King. And so let's go ahead and let's pray this morning. Let's just seek the Lord for direction as we all endeavor to do the will of God and to please Him. Father, we just want to thank You this morning. Thank You for all that has been said today. May it bring You glory and bless the heart of Your children. Lord, I pray over our leaders today, our president, our vice president, the administration. We pray over them this morning, oh God. Lord, bless them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray over faith-based leaders, oh God, our community leaders, oh God, our marketplace leaders, moms, dad, all of these decision makers, oh God. We pray over them this morning, oh God. Order their steps, oh God. You said the steps of a good man or a good woman, they're ordered by the Lord. Order their steps, oh God. Grant them favor in their decision making, oh God. Lord, I pray for peace over Your children this morning. That the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, let it rule the hearts of Your children. We thank You this morning. We thank You for answering our prayers today. In Jesus' name, amen. As you go about your work day today, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you and allow His face to just shine upon you. Philippians 1 and verse 6 says, being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God's got your back. God's got your back, and you've got this. Whatever assignment you're called to fulfill this week, do so in the power, the might, and the strength of the Lord. May you allow His joy to be your strength today. God bless your hearts. I love you. With the love of God, Dr. Leonie saying, have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.